We have one item of additional business this evening, and that would be the comprehensive plan report.
Can I just come to the podium on this one, just because I can spread my stuff out?
Oh, sure, sure. And I'm sure that all of you received an email copy of this, and it was positively scintillating.
What we would do if commission just endorses it, I think it'd be easier if we just attach a copy to the record of the minutes.
Yeah, and I think that's what.
If we find any corrections, minor wording, or whatever, that way we can pass a corrected copy.
That's very reasonable. I really don't have any.
I'm trying to write this minutes on what was said.
Well, and I'm not going to be long or belabor it. I just wanted, for the commission's point of view, to understand this.
Not going to read it into the record?
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Introduce yourself.
Vince Robertson, bar ID number 3315.
All right, good.
Just because we deal with the comp plan, this is sort of a new change on how the comp plan works. It used to be every 5 years you had to go through the whole comp plan, bring a rule, and adopt it, and draft it, and adopt it, and everything else. State law changed so that that's now every 10 years, which is a good thing. That way, at least in my opinion, you get a chance to see how it works before you go changing it all over again in 5 years. What, though, you have to do starting July 1st of this year is file an annual report on just how you've applied the plan and the goals and things like that. And since this is the first one, you have to go back to the point when your last plan was adopted. So we have to go back to June 24, 2008. One of the smarter things we did in our 2008 plan was put a list of all the proposed ordinances that needed to be considered to carry out the plan. In years prior, there wasn't that list, so you had to go through the thing and try to figure out, you know, what you needed to do to implement it. So what this report does is goes through each of those 23 listed items and addresses how they've been considered over the past 4 years, I guess, really almost to the day. And out of the 23, all of them have been considered. Most of them have been adopted either in sort of a single topic ordinance or as part of another ordinance that, you know, sort of broadly covered the topic we're thinking about. There was a few of them that weren't, and I mean, real quick, I can tell you some of those. One was the creation, weren't adopted, they were considered the creation of an agricultural zoning district, which would be straight agricultural, no residential. And we've explained that that was considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council. But at this point, it really wasn't deemed feasible. And currently, under the economic conditions, it's not really necessary. We want to keep both agricultural and residential because with those two opportunities, that keeps property values at a maximum right now. And the other thing is, as a product of the economy, you know, a lot of the subdivisions have reverted back to agricultural anyway. So it's really, there's no urgency to doing that. So that's an example of one of them. Let's see, green stormwater management was another one. That was considered, and URDC, our land use consultant, said, well, we don't want to get into the ordinance business for stormwater management at this point because we've got Sussex Conservation District. We don't want to have competing standards, you know. So maybe at some point that we absorb those into the county or whatever, but right now, while we've got a separate agency dealing with them, we don't want to have, you know, potentially different requirements. There was one for an agribusiness zone. That one, I think, has some feasibility at this point, and there was an ordinance that was considered with that one. And I know there was also an ordinance dealing with the biotech industries. While it was considered, really those have been dealt with on a case-by-case basis with conditional uses. So those are the kinds of responses we've given with each one of those 23. And really those are the few of them that haven't been actually adopted. The ones that were considered, they were done at various times by the commission, but the one time that they were all were discussed, there was a joint workshop with Planning and Zoning and County Council. Marty, I don't know if you were on the commission at that point. I don't know, IG, if you were or not, I can't remember. So we kind of went through the ones that hadn't been dealt with to consider them and came up with a consensus whether or not, you know, we were going to move forward on them. So that solidified our requirements to consider ordinances that implement the plan. That's the legal standard. So that's the first part of this report. It goes through each one of those and outlines what we've done. The second part is to go through each of the 10 elements in the plan. And the report does that as well. And one of the overriding themes of it is that, you know, we've got this plan that was done in 2008. that was sort of the beginning of the start of the recession. You know, we were still dealing with applications that were filed before the plan. They were considered under the prior plan and the prior ordinances. So we haven't really had a chance to figure out how this plan and these new ordinances deal with subdivision applications. And, you know, and frankly, we haven't heard from the engineering and development community what works or doesn't work, because nobody's really had a chance to try a lot of this stuff or implement it. Like the superiority designs we put into the cluster subdivision process, we haven't had any cluster subdivisions on a large scale be applied for since that was put into effect, just because nobody's doing it anymore, and the prior ones were all under the old code. So that's kind of one of the themes, is that, you know, we appreciate having 10 years instead of 5 years to look at all this stuff, see how it works, and see if it needs fixing or not, basically. So it goes through all those 10 elements and outlines, you know, what the sort of the goals were on those and how we've addressed it. And I should point out, particularly for Marty, because I don't think you were involved in the 2008 one, you know, we all think of land use stuff, but the elements really deal with a lot more than land use in terms of the county, because this governs how the whole county operates. I mean, there's future land use, and in that, you know, Lawrence and Shane have put together an outline of all the applications that were filed from 2008 to the present, so we're attaching that. And it kind of goes through the downturn in the number of applications we've seen. There's the other element is conservation, water, and wastewater. And just for your benefit, since 2008, we brought online the Angola Next Sanitary Sewer District that's providing sewer to 1,300 county residents. Let's see, there was Johnson's Corner, which brought 357 users online, and then 675 were brought online with the Oak Orchard expansion. There's the park and recreation element, housing element, economic development element, historic preservation element, intergovernmental coordination, community design, and mobility. On the mobility one, like we did on the comp plan itself, we deferred to the Department of Transportation on that. But we do, you know, reference some of the projects that have gone on in Sussex County that Bill and I did. So I'm not going to belabor it. I emailed it to everybody. What I'm really looking for is a motion authorizing the county to send it on to the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning so that we can get that in before July 1st. It's on Council's agenda, too, for Tuesday.
Is it 10 additional, or is it the 5 that we agreed to and 5 more?
No, it's 10 from the past one. So it would go from 2008. So 2018 is when we're looking at doing another one. So mark your calendars.
You requested a motion. It would probably be the motion should be a recommendation to council that they support forwarding this, that the commission supports forwarding this application to the...
I actually think it should be twofold. It would be a motion that this be forwarded to the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning, and that county council support sending it to the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning. The reason I say that is because the statute actually says it has to come from the local land planning agency. So that's, you know, you guys, plus Mike. I think we need council's blessing, but I'd also like it to be more than just a recommendation to council from you folks, since, you know, that's really, you know, where it comes from. And the other thing, I've stressed this as we've gone through it, and I should point this out too. The way the statute's worded, and I looked at Kent counties and I looked at Newcastle counties when we were drafting this, this isn't designed to be sort of a wish list going forward. I mean, that's what a comprehensive plan is. This is more a report on, you know, from then till now. And so that's what we've tried to do in drafting this, is, you know, make it just a report on the way things have gone in the past 4 years. So,
Mr. Robinson, just since you mentioned about my familiarity with the last comprehensive land use plan, I was actually serving on the Governor's Land Use and Infrastructure Advisory Council, and if my recollection is good, which is not as well good as it used to be, I actually made the motion recommending certification to the Governor on the Sussex County Land Use Plan, and I think Senator Bob Venables made the second, as I recall. Do you have some specific language for a motion that you have in mind?
What I think we ought to do is just make the motion. I didn't prepare one in advance, but it would be I move that send the drafted report to the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning for Sussex County for the period 2008 to 2012, and we recommend that Sussex County Council support that report.
Mr. Ross, do you adopt that language?
I would make the motion as read by council.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that send the report on to its intended recipient in accordance with the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.